Thank you, Mr. President. It's a pleasure to be here and to have this opportunity to update the meeting on the status of the on the financial status of the convention. With your permission, I would like to focus your attention on three, very briefly, on three topics: the status of the current budget, the outstanding contributions, and the closure of the accounts. First of all, on the status of our budget for this year, you all recall that the payment of the cess contributions is a legal obligation under Article 14 of the Convention, under which the cost of this meeting and the RIC conferences have to be borne by the states participating in those meetings, and the cess contributions are based on the United Nations scale of assessment, which is adjusted to the number of states participating in the meetings. You will also recall that the United Nations is not allowed to provide services if the necessary funds are not available. So what is the situation with the budget for this year? Next slide, please. You will recall that last 2 years ago, actually, in the 19th meeting, the budget for this year was adopted, and it amounts to $591,400. 514 of them are the core budget, and 77,000 the contingency, the 15% contingency. We have received contribution as of yesterday of $561,000, which represents some 95% collection rate, which is not bad, but it's still not 100%. That still leaves us with some almost $31,000 financial deficit. All the figures are available on the financial dashboard and the financial page, which and updated monthly. Next slide, please. The issue of the outstanding contributions. Mr. President, as you know, regrettably for several years now, this convention is facing financial deficit, budget deficit, which is due entirely on the outstanding contributions by several states, which have not been paid in time or in full. For instance, as of today, the total deficit for the past projects amounts to some almost $117,000. 29 states, they are on the screen, have unpaid contributions for 3 or more years. 15 more have unpaid contributions for 2 years. And one state party has never paid its contribution to the convention. I would like to take this opportunity to appeal to all states that have not yet done so to pay as soon as possible and in full their financial obligations to the budget of the convention. Finally, the issue of the closure of the accounts. Next slide, please. Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to inform you that in implementing the decision which you took last year on the closure of the accounts, this was possible and this was done by the summer of this year. This was reflected in the invoices on the budget for 2024 for the RIVIC conference, which reflects the situation. Given that the actual spendings under the convention are usually below the respected annual budget, the closure of these 4 years' accounts generated considerable credits. And a quick look at the table shows that at least 15 states have currently credits which are higher or equal to their dues. So, therefore, states may wish to consider using these credits for payments of the budget for next year or past budgets, outstanding contributions. In particular, given that next year is a review conference year, there will be spendings much earlier in the year. The first meeting of the preparatory meeting of the review conference is scheduled for June, which means that already by March we need some funds available. And to finish on a little bit positive note, you will see also on the screen that we have already payments against the budget for next year. We have already approximately $280,000. And I would like to take this opportunity to express our appreciation to the 18 states which have already made payments against the budget for 2024, namely Algeria, Austria, Belarus, Belgium, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Cyprus, Finland, Hungary, Ireland, the Netherlands, Poland, Philippines, Serbia, Slovakia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Turkey, and the United Kingdom. I thank you, Mr. President.